were hoping so. We were hoping we could turn around and get hot and win a couple in a row, and we've obviously done that and got back into the mix of things. And so obviously we got to keep it going. And this is a it's a big game versus in a division, and obviously a talented team. But this is where we wanted to be. Now we have to go out there and keep playing well.
What is it about this team? Really, ever since you've been here, the hallmark is its resiliency. It just knows how to come back.
I think it's just great. Obviously the players and the organization, the coaches, never giving up, never getting frustrated or turning against each other. We knew we could play better. We knew we could start making the plays and turn the season around, and we've been able to do that.
Yep. And how do you do it this week?
Just keep playing smart football. Our defense has been playing outstanding. Offensively, we've been more consistent and done a better job of avoiding the bad plays. So we got to keep moving the ball, having positive plays, and when we have opportunities to hit some big ones, we need to do that. But we just got to run our offense efficiently.
How important is it for you guys to take advantage of this opportunity this week? Because you fought so hard to give yourself a meaningful football game in November.
Yeah, this is where what we wanted to be 4 weeks ago or 5 weeks ago with the bye week. We wanted to be kind of work ourselves back into the mix and have a chance to win this division. This is the next game. I mean, that's the way we've been dealing it. One game at a time, this is the next one, and obviously, a big one in the division.
Eli, you just said it again. People say that cliche, one game at a time, but when it starts to work, it's not a cliche anymore, is it, really?
No, I mean, that's the only way you can do it. And obviously, when you've kind of got off to a bad start, that's just the way you got to attack things. Is just truly take it one at a time and slowly kind of get back into the mix of things. It's not going to happen. You can't win four games at once. You can only win one at a time and kind of see where your standing is in the division the next week.
Eli, they've got a lot of injuries on D, a couple of key players, as a matter of fact. How much relevance is there in the week one game that you played them so many months ago?
Yeah, I mean, you still look at scheme, look at things that they were successful with, what we had trouble with, how they got some of their plays, and see what they might do, how they changed over the weeks, if they've done anything differently. So definitely look at that game and try to get some ideas from it.
Are they moving Ware around at all, or is he so much in one place now?
No, they move him around a pretty good bit, especially third down. I don't think they want you to know exactly where he's going to be, so they try to, move him around to try to get him, lined up one-on-one.
What, Eli, did you feel more comfortable in the pocket Sunday? It kind of seemed that way to us.
Felt good. I felt, moved around some when I had to. Other times had great protection. So I thought felt good and for the most part, had time for the plays to develop and could see my throws and step into them.
Yeah, how much have you had to change this season? I mean, because with the changing of the offensive line, it seemed like you didn't have a lot of time. Did you have to literally concentrate on throwing shorter than...
No, I don't think I've changed. I think I've kind of, still go through my same progressions and still going through our reads. We've probably thrown a little bit more three-step passing game than in the past, it seems like, but we've been successful with it and still hitting some good plays. I think we've done a good job, doing some new things, some new concepts that we looked in the off season, and they've worked well for us.
Eli, when you go back to the season, to that season opener, six turnovers, and, I mean, you guys were still in that game down the stretch. Did you almost feel like you guys gave that game away?
Well, obviously, they made some plays, but I felt we were had a great opportunity to win that game, even at the end, and we're down. I can't remember what it was, down 6 points or so there at the end with driving kind of around midfield and feel like we're going to go score. We've been driving the ball well in the second half. So I thought if we just play smarter, we can obviously, don't turn the ball over six times, we would have had a great chance to win that one.